Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
And as we welcome you in to Scouts Honor featuring Eric DaCosta, we begin with a memorable moment, a moment Eric and the team will treasure for years to come in the locker room following Sunday's wild card victory. As Eric joins us now, you in those situations sometimes kind of stay off to the back. You're a bit of an observer. There's nothing quite like that for an organization, right? Hugs for everybody.
Well, it's a great feeling, and we've got a great group of players and coaches and scouts, and it's gratifying when you can win a game like that in the fashion that we did. It was a big day, very electric atmosphere, big, you know, crowd was great. And sometimes you get overcome with emotion. I mean, you work really hard to get to this point. I'm proud of the team. I think we're all proud of the team, and hopefully we can continue.
And as you think about the experience you've had with Ray Lewis, I know in 95 you were an intern elsewhere, came in 96, which was the year that Ray was drafted. But I don't know, did you precede him? Were you here for that draft? What do you remember?
Well, I came in right after Ray did, and, you know, we both started at the same time, so to speak, and had the chance to watch him as a young player grow up, just like I've grown up in the business. And he just sets the standard, you know, from the first day that I came here, he was the first guy here in the morning and working out, and just his work ethic, his desire to see his growth as a player and as a leader is amazing, and I just feel fortunate to have been a part of that.
And as a personnel guy, he becomes the model for what a Raven is. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to draft another Ray Lewis in any kind of regular basis, but that becomes you want to be a Raven, look at that.
I think in a lot of ways, I mean, he's really sort of the blueprint for what it means to play like a Raven. You know, he and Jonathan Ogden, too, who came in the same year. Those guys, you're talking about two of the very best to ever play their position. And I think the blueprint is there for those guys. Our scouts know exactly what we're talking about when we say we want a guy that plays like Ray Lewis. We want a guy, how does he play? And over the years, there's been very, very few players that we've been able to compare to Ray and have held up favorably. And most times, you know, the guy doesn't hold his water. And I think that's, you know, what makes Ray such an unusual player is very, very few of these guys ever come around, and we're very fortunate to have been a part of it.
Well, that's well said. We'll talk about a couple of guys that starred in our Sunday game against the Colts, most notably Paul Kruger, who had 2.5 sacks, could have had 4.5. If you watched the development of this guy, and there were whispers a couple of years ago, is Kruger really worth a second rounder? You got all those kind of things. Now he plays like a J.J. Watt lookalike, you know, tremendous performance. What's made him so good?
Well, I think work ethic. You know, I think he's a guy that's really worked hard in the off season to make himself a better player. You know, I think coaching has really helped too. Coach Monachino has done a remarkable job with him, with really helping him to refine his game. I think a lot of coaches have had a lot to do with it. Clarence Brooks has played a big part. Dean Pease. You know, those guys have really worked hard. I think Paul's wired the right way. Football's important to him. He came out as a younger player. He came out as a junior in the drafts. He was a younger guy, hadn't played the position very long, had been a quarterback at one point, and developed into being an outside linebacker / defensive end. I think he's worked very hard, you know, and I think it's important to him. I think the other thing about Paul Kruger is he has a knack for making plays. He's got an instinctive feel for the game, and that's shown up since he was a rookie when he made that interception against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He just has a knack for making big plays, and he hasn't always played great, but he's always made plays, and that has continued this season.
One of the other guys that the personnel group can take a lot of credit for is Kerry Williams. Someone said to me after the game, where would this team be without Kerry Williams? He and Ed Reed, one of the only two defensive starters to play every game. Remember Coach Harbaugh a few years ago when he was asked about this kid we took off the Tennessee practice squad, said, hey, the personnel guys think he's got a chance. You know, that was about as far as you could go. Now look at him. He's a legit shutdown corner. How'd you know? What'd you do?
Well, I think the guys did a great job. You know, Chad Alexander and Vince Newsom, those guys in pro. I mean, they watch every game, and they see these guys. And he's a guy that we liked a little bit in college, and we liked him more in the pros. He was a small school Washburn University guy who came in, had size and speed, which is what we look for. John really wanted to sort of revise the way that we scouted corners, and we were trying to find big guys with length who could run and could press and do all those kind of things. And Kerry was one of those guys who stood out, and Vince found him and those guys, and we were able to get him. off the practice squad, I think, of the Titans at the time. And he's developed and he's worked really hard. And I think, again, Chuck Pagano helped him tremendously. I think Terrell Austin has further refined his game, done a very good job coaching him. And to Kerry's credit, he has consistently worked very, very hard. He's highly competitive. He's motivated. He plays hard. He's got good measurables and toughness. He's made himself a fine player.
And he's a good story. It's just a real, real good story. Give me a little something on the Broncos. We talked about him at length 3 weeks ago and we saw them. One thing I noticed is that 15 of their 16 picks under Elway the last 2 years are on the roster. Plus the free agents. You get a Peyton Manning. We got a Steve McNair back a few years ago. Do you go for it in a different way once you bring in that quarterback? It changes your personnel thinking just a little bit?
Well, I think in some ways. You know, a big thing the Broncos have really done over the last couple of years is address the defense. And those guys, they're playing at a very, very high level. I think with Von Miller, you're talking about an elite player, one of the very, very best at his position. He's the guy that, as far as I'm concerned, was grading out higher than any other college defensive player I've probably ever seen. Just a phenomenal talent, a great player. You get some other veterans on that defense. Elvis Dumervil, really, really fine pass rusher. They got those bookend guys. They've got good inside linebackers. They've got a good, tough defensive line with a very, very fine secondary. And I think offensively, the players that they've added over the last couple of years have really been good players for them. And they've developed. They've got a good offensive line with a very good scheme. This is a very well-coached team with John Fox. And I think there's obviously a synergy between John Fox and John Elway in terms of how they want to build the team. They've added some really quality skill players. Demaryius Thomas is an outstanding receiver. Eric Decker is another guy that we think was a very fine college player and had the makings to be a very good pro player, and he hurt us a couple weeks ago. So they've done a great job of drafting players. They've signed some good free agents. They've got a good veteran core, and they've got a great team.
Perfect scouting report from Scouts Honor, Eric DaCosta. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Ravens Game Plan. Hope to see you next week for a pre-championship version. Take care, everybody.